It's hard to believe it's been a month since restaurants in New York City closed because of the coronavirus outbreak. But in the weeks leading up to the mandated shutdown, one neighborhood was already suffering, Manhattan's Chinatown. Our next guest went there to document the impact.
I'm Grace Young. I'm known for my expertise on wok cooking. But today, I would like to tell you what's happening to Manhattan's Chinatown because of the coronavirus. Chinatown is on life support, and it's quickly slipping away.
Grace Young is Chinese-American and lives in Manhattan. She's also an award-winning cookbook author. On a Sunday morning last month, Grace and videographer Dan An recorded interviews with business and restaurant owners. Some of them are now collected in a blog, Coronavirus, Chinatown Stories. Grace, thanks for being with us. Take us back to when you visited on that Sunday, 1 month ago. We heard you saying in that clip that Chinatown was already on life support. What were you seeing and feeling that day, and what happened later that same day?
Chinatown business had been suffering since about January, and I went to Chinatown that Sunday because I wanted to interview some of the restaurant owners and get a sense of what they were feeling, and was completely unprepared to discover that 70% of the restaurants had decided to close. I never dreamed that we would be recording one of the saddest days in Chinatown's history. By the time we finished recording the interviews that day, a couple of hours later, Mayor de Blasio shut all the restaurants in New York. So it was a very dramatic day to be recording what was happening.
I can only imagine. So one restaurant owner you met is Peter Lee. He's the owner of Hop Key. Where did things stand with his restaurant on the day you visited?
I had first met Peter 2 weeks earlier because I had written this essay for Food & Wine magazine about Chinatown, and he was really hopeful that that essay would bring business back to the restaurant. So as I said, I was just sort of checking in on him, and he told me that this was going to be the last day the restaurant would be open. And Hop Key is a beloved institution in Chinatown. It's been open since 1968. It was started by his father. And it was very emotional and heartbreaking because most of his staff had been with him for years and years and years.
Most of my employees have been working for me for like 10, 15, 20 years. They're pretty much basically a family. But the situation leaves a lot of people with no choice but to close up.
Grace, how busy was Peter's restaurant before he closed, and does he have any plans to reopen at some point?
Business had been down, he said that day, 70%, but honestly, there were only two tables occupied in this restaurant when I arrived. And this is a restaurant that was always packed because it was one of Chinatown's most popular restaurants. When he told me that he was closing, he said he was hopeful that he would open up again, but he really didn't know.
The coronavirus, especially in a place like New York City, where things went from normal to desperate really quickly, I mean, the virus felt like a compressed time, and that's kind of reflected in your interviews, like with Mei Chow. She's the chef and owner of Ose Peace. It's a Malaysian-French restaurant. Tell us about her restaurant and her concerns on March 15th.
When we arrived to do the interview with Mei, she was super upbeat. And business had been bad since January. It was down at least 50%, but she was not giving up at all. I asked her if she or her kitchen staff, and her staff is made up of housewives who are cooks. I asked them if they were scared, and her answer was sort of part feisty and part humorous.
Am I scared? No, I'm not scared. But my worker, I did ask them, are they scared? They say no also. So, hey, woman kitchen are strong.
Yes.
And we're not scared.
So we did this interview on a Sunday. By the end of the day, de Blasio had shut all the restaurants down. I checked in with her, and she said to me she had to close by Wednesday. And when I heard that, I realized that our interview was completely outdated and that we had to go back for a second interview.
I am definitely depressed, kind of. I definitely know this is not going to go quickly.
Yeah, a very realistic take. So Mei shifted to takeout operations for one day. That didn't work out, though. What happened?
Well, she tried it for one day, but the problem was she couldn't get her staff to return to work. They all desperately wanted the work, but they were afraid of hate crimes that they could encounter on the way to work.
The fear, their family are really worried about their safety. Like saying you go to work, you might not come back or something, you know, that harm. It's just, and maybe we think, oh, this is hysterical, but it's real for us in the Chinese community.
Yeah, it's not just a fear. The hate crimes are real. Grace, there's hope that in the coming weeks, months, things will slowly get back to normal. You've expressed concern that it might not. Will Chinatown ever get back to normal?
I don't think Chinatown as we know it will ever be the same again. And a lot of the businesses definitely won't survive.
Some suggestions have been made in your oral histories on Chinatown on how to help restaurants and their owners. And it actually applies everywhere. Buy a gift certificate that you can redeem later. Buy some of the restaurant's inventory. Are there any other things that people can do?
Well, for example, May started a GoFundMe for her employees. It's really a wonderful thing because they have no options. They need to put food on their table. So the Chinese restaurant workers are really faced with tremendous obstacles right now, and they are really the heart and soul of Chinatown.
James Beard Award-winning cookbook author Grace Young. Her blog is Coronavirus Chinatown Stories. Thank you for speaking with us, Grace, and thanks for doing these oral histories.
Thank you.